be back. You know, obviously, this is what we do for a living, and then we come back together, feel the camaraderie of the locker room, the excitement of a new year. It was great, so I'm excited about it. I think everybody was. I think it was a good start to these first two OTAs, and hopefully we can build upon that moving forward.
It's nice to see BJ Raji back out there getting to work. I mean, he had a whole year off last year.
Yeah, he should be well rested. But yeah, I gave him a hard time earlier. It's good to see number 90 out there. He's only going to help this defense out tremendously, especially as a veteran leader. So great to have him back.
How much did you miss him?
Personally?
Personally, I don't feel.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, his game speaks for itself and what he's able to do in both the 3-4 and 4-3. When we go sub personnel, and he's able to stop the run, be a big guy up front. Who you customarily see in a 3-4 defense, but yet at the same time be able to rush it faster. So, you know, we'll see what that translates to this year as far as his presence is concerned, but it's always great to have a player of his caliber back on the field for us.
Clay, you're spending a lot of your time at inside linebacker today. Your reaction?
I've been working at both outside and inside linebacker this offseason, you know, especially, you know, you look at the way in which we've, you know, started the years out here, 1-2, 2-2. I think it's important that we start strong, and we finished on, I mean, despite the loss in those last couple of minutes, but we finished strong. We're playing our best defense, might have had our best defensive game, you know, aside from those last couple of minutes, you know, against Seattle. So I think it's important for me to be able to switch around and play both positions, whether it be switching inside, going back outside, rushing the passer, and I need to make sure I know the little nuances. Last year was kind of a patchwork as far as throwing me in there. So now that I'm actually learning why I'm doing certain things, it's making the transition a lot easier. So as I told you guys last year, we'll see what that means moving forward, but I'm sure it'll be very similar in that, you know, I'll be playing both inside and outside.
How was your approach? Happy with that, though, or?
Am I happy with that? Yeah, of course. You know, I think you saw both our team, our defense, how well we did in the second half of the season, you know, how well we improved, we run, pass, win column, everything down the board, as well as my personal statistics. So I think it's only going to help me out. It's definitely, you know, provides a good challenge that I'm up for as far as learning a different position. I almost feel like one of these rookies out here, but, you know, at the same time, I think I can, you know, I possess a multitude of talents other than just rushing the passer. And, you know, I'll still rush a passer and I'll still get after the quarterback, but, you know, maybe I'll do it from the inside this time or dropping the coverage other times. So I think, you know, what you saw last year might be an indication of what you see this year, but, you know, we always have something up our sleeve.
When last season finished, though, Clay, did you think that was the end of it, or did you think it worked so well for the team and for yourself personally that you wouldn't doubt if the team continued that way?
You know, I'm not sure where, you know, kind of at the end of last season what the future lied for us, but I think after the coaches were able to kind of sit back and watch, especially that second half of the season in which I moved around quite a bit, played inside, I think they saw how well our defense rebounded from that first half of the season and how well we improved. So, as I said earlier, you know, we need to start the season off strong. We can't put ourselves into a hole, and in doing so, that probably requires me to play a few positions on this defense.